Blog Talk Radio.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to slip down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip down.
Working
in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop.
And here we are, belunking like crazy down the coal mine with Carl. And we're going to be doing a lot of good music today. Maybe one song that TC doesn't like, but we'll get there momentarily. And, of course, with me is our music guru, Mr. TC. Nice to have you with us, my friend.
Hello, my friend. You already have one good song under your belt, man. Working in the coal mine.
Absolutely.
I can't think of a better intro song for Carl's Cavern.
Grooving with a pick, but nah, that's a little too weird.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Just trick people off before you even got the show started.
Exactly. So today we're going to do new music, at least to me. And before we start, you know, something that TC has said, and I, you know, said to me many times and on the show, is that, you know, people say, you know, particularly boomers, and I'm 65 now, so you can call me that. I'm really a Jones person, Jones generation, but nonetheless, you know, you get stuck listening to the stuff you did in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and you don't listen to new music. And with this wonderful thing called YouTube Premium and their nice little algorithm, there's lots of new music, at least to me, that I had no idea existed. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. You need to look for new music because it's out there. And I guarantee you, you'll find things you like. And hopefully you'll like some of the things we do today. So any comments on that, TC? You agree with me?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I would never knock anybody for staying in their comfort zone. I get it, okay? But for you and I, Carl, and a lot of our friends, it's like, how many fucking times do you have to hear this song? You know, when you hear a song 10,000 times, it's time to move on. I've always been like that. You know, I always, like, I went from the 70s, okay, now here's the 80s, here's the 90s, here's the aughts, you know, here's the teens. You know, and I progressed with the music. Never forgetting where the roots are, of course. And that's the coolest thing, I think, about new music is finding out what influenced these people. And it might go right back to your all-time favorite song from 1974, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, music's pretty cyclical. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
It comes back around.
You know, the other thing, too, is with what you listen to on the radio, or even Sirius or whatever, it's limited. And you need to find, you know, if you like 70s and 80s funk and soul, you're not going to hear that on, you're not going to hear the new stuff unless you look for it. And trust me, we have some today. So I just want to say that. Now we're going to start with an artist by the name of Cheryl Wheeler. And I'll get more into it after you hear the song. I will say this, is a silly song. And Cheryl Wheeler, in really, like, listening to a lot of her stuff, she reminds me of a female Loudon Wainwright. Remember Loudon Wainwright had Dead Skunk? And let's just say Cheryl Wheeler has Potato.
So what happened is I was walking in the woods, and what started rolling around in my head was the chorus of the Mexican Hack Dance. With only the word potato in it. So there I was. I just kept saying it. Potato, 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 over and over. So I set myself this challenge to see if I could do this in such a way as to cause the accent to fall at different times on each of the three syllables of potato and have it end up properly on toe as opposed to tay or po. And it's a long walk. And I now have an entire song about potatoes. They're red, they're white, they're brown. They get that way underground. There can't be much to do. So now they have blue ones too. We don't care what they look like, we'll eat them. Any way they can fit on our plate. Every way we can conjure to heat them. We're delighted and think they're just great. Potato, 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 potato. Sometimes we ditch the skin to eat what it's holding in. Sometimes we'd rather please have just the outside with cheese. They have eyes, but they do not have faces. I don't know if their feelings get hurt by just hanging around in dark places where they only can stare at the dirt. Potato, 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 potato. I guess the use is scant for other parts of the plant, but that which grows in view is eating potato too. I imagine them under their acres out in Idaho and up in Maine, maybe wondering if they'll be bakers or canishes or latkes or plain. Potato, 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 potato.
Okay, kind of silly, and I understand that. So, any comments before I tell you a little bit about Cheryl Wheeler?
Comments from me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
Considering you're saying that doesn't fit the whole show.
I'm glad that you moved that song to the first song. Because, folks,
okay,
when you hear all the other songs he picked, great rock and roll songs and stuff, he had me download that one last. And, or not just last. And I'm like, what the fuck is this song doing in here? Everybody listening, you're going to understand why I say that as we progress through the show. Okay, Carl, that's it. If that song was in a novelty show, if we're doing novelty songs or parody songs, yeah, put it on in there.
But the interesting thing about Cheryl Wheeler, is he started in 1976 playing Cubs at New England, and she has this ability to make you laugh, and then the next song makes you cry. Very, as I've listened to her, more and more, this is a female, to me, it's definitely the closest I've come to a female Alvin Wainwright. And just to give you an idea, these are the people who have recorded her songs over the years. Dan Seals, Susie Bogus, Kathy Mattea, Garth Brooks, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Bette Midler, Kenny Loggins, Melanie, and Holly Near. She's quite a songwriter, and I will say this. Yeah, this one's silly, but she really is. You know, she uses humor in her songs, much like Loudon Wainwright, but she's very self-reflexive, like Wainwright. So, this is why I picked her as I was going through. So, just wanted to say that, and I do recommend her very, very highly. So, there you go. Now this next song, and I'll talk about the artist when we get to it, is a song by Pokey Lafarge. And this one also is a little different in terms of the type of music it is. And we'll just tell you a little bit about that after we play it. So this is Pokey Lafarge, Something in the Water.
She got a broke down milk
Palomino in the front yard of Bombra. Her mom walks around in a pink nightgown, sandals and white socks. She don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the light and in the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boy, love her just the same. Something in the water. Cooks our chicken in her underwear. She drinks malt liquor for lunch and dinner and sends me running scared. She yells, she screams, and she beats me, but I don't mind the way she treats me. She'll someday lead to my death, I know, but I'll stay with her just the same. Boy, stay with her just the same. Something in the water. Makes us crazy, I don't know. Never seen anything like her before. The must be something in the water. Off the vine, she'll blow you a fist, blow you a kiss, and you'll thank her every time. They're all so crazy and beautiful, but I tell you, the woman is never dull. They'll break your back, give you a heart attack, but you need them just the same, boys, need them just the same. Something in the water, there's something in the water.
So that's a pretty cool tune. What do you think of that, TC?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Have you listened to anything else by him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The interesting thing about him is when he started, he was influenced by a lot of the early blues, the 20s blues, like Skip James.
Oh, you can see.
Sleepy John Estes.
You can hear the influences.
Oh, absolutely. And also, he's playing mandolin on that, by the way, not guitar.
Yeah.
That's actually a group called, I just had it here, the South City Three. And it's all vintage instruments. Very interesting character. That particular song is not the Carrie Underwood song. But I was trying to find it before the show, but it's definitely a 20s or 30s with that title.
Oh,
I don't think it's
Essence. Definitely.
I think it might be, it might even be Bill Monroe. I'm not sure. But it is a country blues song that comes back from that era. And you know, that's a really nice thing. Again, I'm trying to focus on different styles and that there are different things out there. And what I really like about this gentleman, Pokey LaFarge, is that you don't hear a lot of people, since people like Ry Cooder, maybe Catfish Keith, that are doing these type of songs. So it's nice to see somebody being handed down the baton, so to speak, to keep this type of music, the 20s and 30s blues, alive. And I think that's a wonderful thing he's doing, seriously.
Yeah, I think I would argue with you on that point. But what you're saying, I mean, what he's keeping alive, he's keeping it simple. He's keeping it in that 20s and 30s style. Whereas, you know, you got bands like, you know, I hear that guy singing, I'm thinking, boy, if he threw a few more instruments behind him, he'd be Squirrel Nut Zippers or Cherry Pop and Daddies or something like that. But he's keeping that music simple. Even more simple than when it first came out, probably, you know, because they did have the orchestration back then. And I mean, yeah, it was cool. I enjoyed that one. Made me forget about
the potato. One of the things I've noticed during this playlist, and I was talking to TC before the show, is that it may be new to me, but it's not exactly new to TC. A number of these that you've actually seen a number of these groups live, and our next number.
As I was counting, there's like five of them I had seen live. So go ahead. And another one I want to bring through this playlist. Coming through the playlist. Carl's like it's like O Canada Day on his playlist.
Well, I think they really do a lot of Canadian bands on YouTube Music, so that's part of it.
Yeah.
So this is Righteous Smoke by a group I never heard of before, but you have seen, and that is Monster Truck. So here we go, Righteous Smoke by Monster Truck.
They call me
Watch out.
Good. Good God. Okay, so basically all I can tell you is that they're a Canadian group. They started in 2011. The vocalist, who has a hell of a voice, is a guy by the name of John Harvey. He's also the bassist. And they've won Juno Awards for Best Rock Album in Canada, but they're not known here in the U.S. So how the hell did you see them? Talk to me.
Well, actually, I think they started in 2009, and you're going to like this. I saw them, I'm pretty damn sure. Okay, first of all, I don't remember them as a band that much, but you never forget that name. Yeah, so I knew it. And let me back up a little bit. In Buffalo, they used to have Thursdays in the Square, free concerts. They have since moved it to the waterfront, and now they're charging like $10 or whatever. But anyways, I'm pretty damn sure I saw them open up for Dweezil Zappa.
Oh, cool.
And it was on the Dweezil Zappa Plays Whatever the Fuck He Wants tour, which was, I think, 2011. Now, the Thursdays in the Square, you know, they'd get a lot of pretty obscure bands, but you'd go. I went a lot of times, you know, not even knowing who the band was. And they're actually from Hamilton, Ontario, so they're only like an hour up the road from Buffalo. So I think they were just getting their feet wet, you know, and they got a chance to open for Dweezil, and there they were. So I can't, like I said, I can't tell you anything about their set or anything. And I was there to see Dweezil, and look, Monster Truck's opening up for them. So we'll have another one like that in a little bit. So that's
yeah,
all I know.
Yeah, and they also opened up for who did they open up for? Allison James, actually, they did.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot. And again, this is something that just came through, and I went like, basically, my whole reaction to every one of these songs was, "Holy shit, who was that?" Seriously.
Yeah, mine was
so
too.
That,
so I was getting them ready for the studio. Like, God damn, these guys are good.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
And
so
it makes
next
me,
song we're doing.
I said it makes me wish, you know, in hindsight, of course, that I would have paid more attention to them. But I know I saw them. So there we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So this next one is by the Grey Boy All-Stars. As a nice short little piece, and boy, does this pack a punch. This is called V-Neck Sweater.
One. I'll talk about V-Neck Sweater. Hey!
So I didn't know Booker T had been resuscitated and back along among the living. Good God.
Yeah, well, I got a cross between James Brown and the P-Funk All-Stars on that one.
Yeah, seriously.
Boy,
so,
yeah.
I guess what? They're another Canadian band, I'm just saying.
Sure
okay?
they are.
And they were
of course they are.
Yes, they are. And they were formed basically as the backing band to Rare Groove Luminary DJ Grey Boy. And then they went out on their own. The members are basically, let's see, Carl Denson on saxophone, Robert Walker on keys, Mike Andrews, otherwise known as Elgin Parker on guitar, Chris Stilwell on bass, and Aaron Redfield on drums. And man, do they fucking groove. Good God.
Yeah, they sure do. They sure do. Nice choice.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. So there we go. Give me a moment here. I have to do something. And you know, again, any of these bands that we're talking about, you know, definitely check them out. So right now we're going to go with.
Yeah,
I'll
Let me just say this.
Okay.
After the show, I'll post the set list on Rock This Town Radio TC on Facebook. So if anybody wants to go back and see what songs there are.
Okay, so this next song was the first song I heard on YouTube Premium, and it is something. And again, my reaction to this, like, who the fuck was that? And this is called Nicotina, Big Sugar.
Light it up. Back up.
Good God, does that kick ass. Well,
that
TC
definitely does. It definitely does. They, yeah, that's another Canadian band, wasn't it?
Yep, they're from Toronto. They're called Big Sur. They have been around since 1988. So how come we've never heard of them? Have you ever heard of them before?
No. We've talked about this many times. I mean, they're great, and I did a whole show of Canadian acts that most people don't know on Rocketstown Radio TC. And they just don't. They don't cross the border. They don't get in. I mean, the music just doesn't play in the United States, and I don't know why. There's so many bands that aren't on your playlist, like Tragically Hip, Sam Roberts, who I played before, Kim Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they barely are heard in the United States. And we've talked about this, too, up around Buffalo or Detroit or any of those border cities along the Canadian border. Yeah, they come down into there, even out west, like we got some bands tonight from Vancouver that I'm sure to play in Seattle.
Right.
But there's some reason that they just don't, you know. Yeah, we get the Justin fucking Beavers and fucking Nickelback, but you know these bands, they should be everywhere on air. You know, they should be getting airplay everywhere in the United States, but they're not, and I don't know why.
You know, I don't know why either. And it's really nice mix of blues and rocks and even a little reggae thrown in. I think that's a great fucking song. I've listened to a number of their other songs. I guarantee you I haven't heard a bad one yet. Just saying. You know, so there you go. That is Big Sur. Now we're going to get to someone from Australia. Hey, it's no longer from Canada. Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, man.
So
beautiful.
We're going to go to the Distaff side now, and we're going to feature the ladies. And this is Phoebe Kildare. And this song is called The Fade Out Line.
It's everywhere I look, from Las Vegas to right here, under your dresser. Right by your ear, it's creeping in sweetly, it's definitely here. There's nothing more deadly than slow growing fear. Life was full and fruitful and you could take a real bite. The juice pouring well over your skin's delight. But the shadow it grows and takes the depth away, leaving broken down pieces to this priceless ballet. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. Do we build all those bridges to watch them thin down to dust, or blow them voluntarily out of constant trust? The clock is ticking, it lasts a couple of talks, and there won't be a party with weather in front. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. Heading deep down, we're sliding without noticing our own decline. Heading deep down, we're hanging on to sweet nothings left behind. Deeper down, we're all going down. Down. We are all plunging straight towards our own decline. Without noticing, we slide down, deeper down. The shadow grows without ever slowing down. we are heading straight into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go into the fade out line.
A little different type of groove from Phoebe Gilbert. She was actually born in France, and she started performing with the French New Wave covers band Nouvelle Vague, and then she started. She moved back to Australia, and started with a group called the Short Straws, and that's where this song came out, probably her best known song. You know, that's a voice, man. That's a real voice. I love that voice. Very unusual.
Oh, definitely. And I bet a lot, you know, of course, I don't know if you listen any more of her or not, but it seems like she probably has a lot of, what do I want to say? I mean, she goes in a lot of different directions with her voice.
Yeah,
you know,
she does.
Like that was a nice mellow one where I could see her really hitting a good hard rock song, you know. So, yeah, that was enjoyable.
She
there.
Does, too. She actually was with another group. There was the Short Straws, and then what was the other name of the group? Let's see. I don't have it right with me. But anyway, she's very versatile. I've listened to three or four songs of hers, and I really like her also. So far, everything that I'm featuring today, I've listened to at least four or five songs, you know, three, four, five songs from each of the artists, and they're solid.
Well, that's good.
That's smart.
That's good because, you know, it gives you a little more background on, yeah.
Seriously. So that is Phoebe Kildare. Now, we are going to kill deer. Bleh, Carl. So now we're going to go with the song called Heavy by the Glorious Sons. And guess what? We're back to Canada. I'm just saying. Okay? This is Heavy by the Glorious Sons. Yeah, go
stay
ahead.
Long,
TC.
Stay way too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Here
come heavy or don't come at all. You leave your peace in on, that's your call. It never paid to be merciful. Come heavy or don't come at all.
I will put you down.
It never bad to be merciful. Come at me or I'll stop it all.
And that is a band with 8 consecutive top 10 singles in Canada. And you've never even friggin' heard of them, have you?
That's amazing. That's truly amazing. You know, that I can't stress enough why these guys aren't all over the map. You know?
Yeah, seriously. Well, the interesting thing I do have to say about this band, which was formed in Kingston, Ontario in 2011, is they're actually coming to New York City in August. I think there's a concert waiting for me. Seriously.
Yeah, could be. Are they doing like a festival or something? Or
No. They're playing at a they're playing with 2 other bands. They're headlining a small venue in the Village.
Oh, yeah.
The Beacon Theater. Remember the Beacon? Have you ever been to the Beacon?
Oh, sure. Oh, the Beacon Theater is, you know, very famous.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's
a lot of great shows. I think you need to be there.
I think I do, too. Top 10 songs, 8 of them in a row in Canada. It blows my mind, TC. It literally blows my mind that we don't even know these people. You know, and again, I have to say, you know, YouTube Premium, man, they're introduced me to some great music. And I wouldn't have heard this without it. So just, again, I know it's an ad for YouTube Premium, but fuck it. They deserve it. So that's the Glorious Sun. Now, this next song is actually one of your favorite new bands. And that's
the
record
company.
So before we listen to this, do you have any words that you want to say about this band since you've seen them like 3 times
and
they're one of your favorite bands?
Sure. I'm going to actually step back to 2016 when I saw Hall & Oates at Red Rocks, and the opening band I had never heard of before was Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue. The next year, Trombone Shorty headlined at Red Rocks, and the record company opened for him, and I'm like, who the fuck are these guys? It's an LA band, and it's just pure rock and roll. And then I just saw them last year again. They opened up for the Revivalists in Columbus, Ohio. So they came east. They weren't coming east at all. You know, they're pretty much an LA band and out west, and got to see them again. And I actually talked to the lead singer and guitarist, you know, quite a few times on Facebook. He was real open. You know, I sent him a message like, I can't believe you guys are coming east. He said, yeah, it's great. You know, we got so many fans out there. We really want to come out. And he was excellent. I mean, he wasn't a fan talking to a guitar player. It's two buddies talking. So, this is a record
and
company.
That, by the way, it's Chris Voss is his name. Chris Voss is the guitar and lead vocals.
Chris is the guy I was talking to. So, in fact, when I posted their videos on my Instagram and on my YouTube, after I saw them in Columbus, you know, Chris actually liked them. So that was a big thing. We talked afterwards, but buckle your seats, buckle them boys, because this is a record company.
Absolutely, and the song is called Make This Happen. John Lee Hooker's in there, a whole bunch of blues, early rock, really good stuff. And I just want to say this band is opened for, get this, John Mayer, B.B. King, Social Distortion, Buddy Guy, Bob Seger, Grace Potter, and Trombone Shorty. Yeah, that's impressive.
And the Revivalists. And more bands, but I just looked on my YouTube channel, TCC77, and you scroll down to about April of 2022, I have a couple of songs of theirs that I recorded from the front row. One of them is Off the Ground, 6 minute and 35 second song. The other one was How High, which is probably their best well-known song. Far as they go, but yeah, I do have live video of them on YouTube.
So yeah, you definitely want to check this band out. It's they're impressive. So now we're back to Canada. Does this surprise anyone? No, but this is a Canadian band called the Sheepdogs, formed in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Try saying that like three times fast. In 2004. And here we go with the Sheepdogs. And this is I Don't Know. So we were transported back into the 70s, man. That's so much Allman Brothers, it's not even funny.
It sure is. And as much as you don't want to admit it, there's a little Grateful Dead in there.
A little bit. I don't want to admit it, though. Okay?
Yeah, I know you don't. But now this is another band I'm pretty damn sure I saw at Festival in the Square, am I saying it right? I don't know. But anyways, on ACF Thursday nights in Buffalo, free show. And I believe I saw them open up for Robert Cray. Oh, there you have it.
Yeah, see, I know Cray this. Go ahead.
See, the Robert Cray or the Russell Group, it had to have been one of those two. But we're talking 2009, and whose memory goes back that far? So
exactly.
But I know but there's another name. There's another band name that if you saw them, you remember that name. So.
Mm-hmm. And they're on the road frequently. They've headlined tours all over the place, and they play festivals like South by Southwest, Coachella, Glastonbury. Just a really, really nice, you know, when I first listened to this, I swear to God, is that an Allman Brothers song? I don't know.
Sounds like it.
And it wasn't, but it sounds like it. Seriously.
Sure.
So there you go. That is the Sheepdogs, and, of course, they're from Canada. Now, we're going to go on to a gentleman by the name of Keller Williams, who is American. He is a – basically, when I first heard this song, which is called Blaze of Bago, I thought of Leo Kottke. Now, when I was growing up in Bradford, and I was with the theater group, the Seneca Highland Players, Kottke was very, very much appreciated by this older group. They were about 10 years older than I was. And at that point, I appreciated what he did, but I never was – I more went with Ry Cooder. This guy, I swear to God, is Leo Kottke incarnated. Seriously, this is Keller Williams, and this is Blaze of Bago.
Top speed is 30 as you cruise the pass. Feeling kind of dirty as the pizza bugs waver on the windshield glass. Angry mountain folk blowing by, flipping the bird, but I'm going as fast as I can. Angry mountain folk blowing by with the mean word. We even get passed by a wild game herd. And the man says, where did you come from, son? But I says, right out back, wherever I stop and pop the top, that's where it's at. Up and down, around and round, back and forth, to and fro. You ask me where I come from, son, I live in the Blaze of Bago. Rhythm in your face on the pavement, living on the road don't mean you don't pay rent. Well, you might think living on the road gets you all bent, but all in all it's heaven sent. Most of the time it's silent, other times it can really blow. I can understand from living day to day, 'cause I live from show to show. Man says, where did you come from, son? Well, I says, right out back, wherever I stop and pop the top, that's where it's at. Up and down, round and round, back and forth, to and fro. You ask me where I come from, son, I live in the Blaze of Bago. Thank you. mountain folk have all made it home. Now that we've hit the peak of the pass, it's a good thing we're at the top of this mountain, 'cause that damn pass is the ball of our gas. Put it in neutral and down the hill we go. We got 2 days to make it to the east coast, ripping and roaring through the high dry plain. 6 weeks later we'll be back here again. And the man says, where do you come from, son? But I say it's right out back. Wherever I stop and pop the top, that's where it's at. Up and down, around and round, back and forth, to and fro. You ask me where I come from, son, I live in the Blazer Bago. Our house on the side of any street. Our house on the side of any street. Our house on the side of any street. Our house on the side of any street.
Nice little bit of Talking Heads at the end there. What do you think of that guitar work?
Well, let me tell you about Keller Williams, and I'm not talking about the Realty Company either. I've known Keller Williams since the early 90s, and I'll tell you why. As you know, I work concert production and sound for every little town festival in Virginia all through the 90s, and Keller Williams is from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and was just getting his start, and I saw him, I don't know how many times. I can't even tell you how many times I've seen Keller Williams. And he's just phenomenal. He's just him on his guitar. He hooks up with a band once in a while, but as an acoustic performer, he's just fantastic. And he's a brilliant songwriter. In fact, I remember that show I had last year when I went to the Air and Space Museum of Virginia. And I played Virginia,
yeah,
Maryland, and Pennsylvania music. I played Keller Williams as one of my Virginia acts in that show.
Well,
so yes,
I didn't really catch it then, but boy, did I catch it with this song. And I'm right. I mean, do you agree with me? There's so much Leo Kottke in there, it's not even funny.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people in there. I mean, he's just such an incredible, you know. And the funny thing about it is nobody would make that connection unless they're old enough and go deep enough to know Leo Kottke. You know, he's just a phenomenal act. He hates Dave Matthews, too. So there's another feather in his cap.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I've got no problem with
that. Virginia, too. Yeah, okay. But anyways, yeah, great pick there. When I saw you pick the Keller Williams song, I was like, oh, yeah, he's the man.
Yeah, and he is. And, again, I've listened to 3-4 songs from him. He's phenomenal. He's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
now we're going to get to a band that I love very, very much. And I got to know them through a cover they did of a Kinks tune. And they're still not on Wikipedia. You know, they have their own website, and this is the damn truth. And I'm going to say something. Listen to the lead vocalist. Her name is Lila Palm. And this is a cover of a Rolling Stones song. Now, I'm not the biggest Rolling Stones fan, okay? Neither is TC. Okay?
No.
But this is friggin' awesome. This is a cover of Gimme Shelter.
Where's this band from?
Do you want to take a guess?
Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they do a great cover. They do a great cover of this.
Okay, this is Gimme Shelter, and the lead vocalist is Lila Baum, and check this out.
Ooh.
So that is a 2022 release. That was released last year. And this ended up on the official Janis Joplin page as such a tribute. And if you see the video, they make her look up like Janis Joplin. And that voice is phenomenal.
You know.
Seriously.
Okay, so we both don't really like the Rolling Stones. But now
nope.
I have two cover songs that I really like of theirs. This
mm-hmm.
one, and You Can't Always Get What You Want by Rusted Root, and which I think is better than the original. And this one might be better than the original. I don't know. But she puts a really fresh take on it. You know, the guitar work in the background is really good, too.
Oh, yeah. So I got to know them by a cover of a Kink song, a rather obscure Kink song called Yes Sir No Sir. And, boy, she just has some pipes. And that cover of the Kink song is better than the Kinks. And you know how hard it is for me to admit that.
Oh, boy, that hurt you to say that.
I really like this band. I think this band is really, really good.
Have you heard anything original by them?
A couple of songs, but it seems like their covers seem to do better.
That's why you're probably not, you know, really getting out there. So
no, which is a shame.
They don't even have they don't even have a wiki page, because I looked them up too. And all I could find was on their site. So,
right.
But that's good too. I mean, at least they're on YouTube. At least we can hear them.
Yep, and you know, right now, if I'm going to wave a flag for any of these bands, it's going to be this one, because this is the most obscure. And you need to support this band. This is a great band. Seriously. So there you go. So guess what? We're staying in Canada. Does this surprise anyone?
All right.
No.
Yay.
And these are the Odds. And we'll talk about them afterwards. And again, this is a song that when I heard it, it's just like, who the fuck is this? This is called
What's
Eat My Brain
band?
By The Odds.
The
Odds.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. And this is called Eat My Brain.
My droopy eyes, Madonna. A triple fire alarm. All the other rogues and darlings get sent to the farm. I don't need to deceive you, 'cause I feel bad.
If you don't think I'm pure dancing to that, you're crazy. Okay? Uh-huh. So the band was formed in Vancouver. Go ahead, TC.
No, that's kind of, no, what you're saying. Yeah, they've been around a long time.
1987, and they were formed in Vancouver, British Columbia, and the name came up. They were touring as a cover band, and they were doing, like, weekends under their own name, and they didn't really have a name. And so the name came about that one of the members asked the other, you know, in a town somewhere on the B.C. coast, what are the odds of us ever escaping bullshit gigs like this? So that's where the name came from, odd.
And then
they actually ended up touring with Warren Zevon. Then they took a break in 1999. They broke up, but they reconstituted themselves in 2007. They're still together. And that's a really, I mean, that's a nice groove. And it's, you know, I'm trying to think if they remind me of anyone in particular, but not really. That whole middle section where they're going, that's just odd.
Yeah.
It works with the name. What do you think of them?
Well, you know, they were nominated for a ton of Juno Awards in the 90s. And, of course, here's another band that didn't make it across the border, you know, as far as popularity or sales went. But, they had a nice sound to them, really nice sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
agreed.
Good rock and roll band.
So we're getting on near the end here, and we're going to be changing a little bit of stylisms here. We're going to start with a group which you actually have seen, from what I understand, called the Black Pumas.
This was another opening band for Trombone Shorty, and the ripple effect from that one Hall & Oates concert down to all these other bands that I've seen is just incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of them are showing up here tonight. So, yeah, I'm excited about this song.
Well, you know, you got to know these bands before I did. Damn you.
Well, I didn't really know them. You know, I saw them, but I didn't, you know, and kick me in the ass, but I didn't go, wow, they're great. What else do they got? You know, I just kind of moved along. So it's great. You just sparked so many memories for me. It's your playlist.
Oh. So this
especially,
is the Black
especially
Pumas.
Especially Keller Williams.
Yeah.
Especially Keller
Williams. That's really cool.
But,
that's really
okay.
cool.
Okay.
So this is the Black Pumas, and this is Colors. And this one blew me away.
Woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. I'm headed to downtown.
I keep thinking of Curtis Mayfield with that. Seriously.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you know, real
70s
soul vibe on that. Just incredible.
That was from 2020. And I think I saw them the year before in 2019 with Trombone Shorty. But if you read about them, their wiki page, man, they're just, the accolades are incredible. They've been on TV a lot. They were invited to Joe Biden had that Celebrating America during his inaugural activities, and they performed virtually on that on primetime TV. And they've been on just about every show you can imagine. And they received 2 Grammy Award nominations in 2021. And they're nominated twice, both in the rock category. But yeah, they're they're a great, great band. Another band who the hell are these guys, you know? It was this band opening up for Trombone Shorty. And I was like, ah, damn. So good.
Oh, absolutely. And I have a great love of that soul and R&B music from the 70s. It just took me back. I mean, seriously took me back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. It's a throwback song to all that good rhythm and blues and soul. And, you know, like you said, Curtis Mayfield, I got a little Al Green feeling off it.
Yep.
You know, it's so good. So good. There's another band that's keeping that kind of genre alive. That kind of music is just fantastic stuff.
Well, we're basically in that area right now with the playlist. Now, the next one that we're going to do is a musician by Stevie D. He is actually also known as Stephen DeVos, and probably better known his brothers, the DeVos brothers, Mike and Steve, in the music, but he is a guitarist, and he hooked up with one of my favorite vocalists, which is Corey Glover. Corey Glover, of course, is from Living Color. And I know, but I've got this set up this way, so that's okay. So we're going to do this one.
Okay.
It's a wonderful song, and Corey Glover, I don't think there's a better singer out there, you know, for this type of music. This is called Final Resting Place by Stevie D with featuring Corey Glover.
Now I'm on my feet again. I'm gonna drink before the well runs dry. Hey, hey. And I know it won't be long till those vultures come to bleed me dry. I've been to hell and I felt the pain. And I spit right in the devil's face. But they won't take me down to my final resting place. No, they won't take me down. Yeah. Hey, yeah, to my final resting place. No, no. The lights are out. Will the sun ever shine again? I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling low. This time it might be the end. Can't find the key to unlock the door. To get me out of this hell, no. God only knows just for how long I'll be in this prison cell. I'm
sign to let me know if I'm out of love. When I try to do anything, there's always something in my way.
Yeah. I mean, how that sounds so close to Living Color with one exception, and that's the guitar solo. You can tell it's not Vernon. But damn,
yep.
That thing rocks. Seriously.
Yeah, definitely the guitar is different, but I mean, my God, that was such a great, great song.
You know, go ahead.
I know how much of a fan of Corey Glover and Living Color you are, and that song had to just smack you right in the face the first time you heard it.
Oh, fucking hey! And I will say this, that Corey also has a side project called Ultraphonics, which is also very good. But I picked this one instead. So, you know, maybe this is not a new band, but I have to say that Stevie D, otherwise known as Stephen DeVos, and out of Arizona, so he is American, and he has played all over the place. Basically, I don't know how he and Corey hooked up, but I'm glad they did. That's a hell of a tune. It really is.
So we're
almost done here. We've got two more songs. Damn.
Moving right along.
Yeah, we are. So, what do you think if you're a guitar player from Canada and your first big break in 1984 is opening up for Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. We're talking about Colin James. Born in Regina, Saskatchewan. He's been around a long time, but this is the first time I have ever heard him. And this is a song called Voodoo Sing. So here we go. Lots of blues and lots of swamp in that one.
Yeah, just a good hard rocker. Do you know who his touring assistants are? He's touring around Canada frequently.
Yeah. And he,
you know
he,
who they are?
He worked with them.
No, do you know
no.
who they are?
Not.
Not.
Oh, okay.
Ots
plays with them a lot. I don't know that at all.
In fact, the lead singer of Ots, I can't remember his name right now. I looked it up. But they collaborated on a lot of songs between each other.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have
And again, his albums have won gold records in Canada. He's been around for a number of years, and man, you know, there's another guy that just hasn't really crossed the border. It's a goddamn shame.
And I hear a lot of, somebody comparable to Kim Mitchell. You know, I mean, just a hard-driving rocker that you know, that brings out the blues, brings out the rock, brings out everything, and they just, you know, you get south of Buffalo or south of Detroit, you don't hear them. You don't even make it to Chicago, you know? Sad.
You know, and again, I want to say that you're going to be posting this on your website, your Facebook page. Guys, check these guys out. Every one of the band, every one of the people that we've featured tonight, I think really needs some support. Seriously. That even includes Cheryl Wheeler and Potato, okay? So there you go.
I got that on the list. Yeah, I'll put it on my personal page and on the Rock This Town Radio PC page. And we'll talk about that in housekeeping.
Absolutely.
This is the one you've been waiting for.
No, absolutely. Okay, so I got to talk about this artist before we start. And this is Jackie Benson. Jackie Benson, born in 1990, graduated from Berkeley in 2011. This girl is just unbelievable. And we'll talk a little more about her, but this really blew me away. And you're going to be listening to it, but I'm going to suggest very strongly that you check out the video of her doing this live. This is live. And this is an amazing track. Okay? And this is called Rolling. And here we go.
Some people drink, some people smoke. or to run away from the sun. To run away from the sun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So comments from you first before I talk about it.
Well, you found a good one there, I'll tell you. And it was fun watching the video, the live video, for the way she plays, she plays the audience. Yeah, it was just great. That's some phenomenal blues, and I didn't realize how young she is.
33?
Wow.
And the thing is, there's a number of things about her and that song in particular. And what I want to talk about is dynamics. Generally, in a rock song, you don't hear silence. But there you do. And the way she plays with her voice and with the guitar, it's like it's a conversation. Right? Call and response. And the other thing about her, not so prevalent in this song, but in a number of other songs, she actually does an Edgar Winter where she'll do a solo and sing with it. And she does a lot of other stuff. She also has a side project that she does herself called Jackie the Robot, where she'll take one of her songs and then electronically work it into like psychedelia with background noise and things like that. She's something. She really is something. And I heard this first on YouTube, and then I went to see if there was any live stuff, and I heard this song. It's like, oh my God. And again, recommend highly that you watch the videos. Because her vocal expression. And the other thing is, like, she loses herself in the music. She's like on another plane. You know, the audience isn't there. Even though she's playing the audience, it just seems like she's just doing it for herself. It's amazing.
Yep.
And she's awesome.
That's like
Greg
she's looking off into space.
Yeah.
Like
she's in another world when she's playing. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. And if you really want to check her out, check out her website, JackieBenson.com. That's JACKIE. B as in Victor, ENSON.com. So there you go. That's Jackie Benson. So just as a general rule, what do you think of the playlist? Did I do good, kid?
The playlist was fantastic. Bands that, I like how you have them grouped. They kind of nice flow one into the other, but I mean, I heard some great stuff when I was getting ready for the studio. I said, my God, I think you nailed it. And I think this is the best playlist I've ever heard you come up with. So, and of course,
and
it was surprising surprising to me, there's five bands I had actually seen. And my highlights, I'm going to say right off the bat, Keller Williams. Seen his name out there. Like I said, I played him once on Rock This Town Radio at DC. But it's one that just that brought back a lot of memories. I mean, he was just starting out in Virginia. So I saw him at every little town festival and just phenomenal. And then my second highlight, of course, is the record company because I'm a big fan of them. And then bands that you made that I completely pretty much forgot about, like Sheepdogs and Monster Truck, brought them back around for me. And I learned some new guys, Big Sugar. Big Sugar, great song. So you did well, bud. And like I said,
For me, it's Big Sugar, The Odds. I love The Odds. Jackie Benson is just like, what we just listened to was just incredible. Good stuff.
You know, I'm thinking of Canada
every band that I
know.
Who's laughing at us?
People from Canada, Canadians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dumb Americans.
They
don't
know
shit.
These guys? Yeah. Dumbass Americans. You don't know Colin James. Yeah. It's like, you did a great job. No, we're not.
I do now.
You do now.
I'll
have this playlist on my personal page, TC Clark, and on the Rock This Town Radio with TC Facebook page. So look them up.
Oh, absolutely. And I've decided to become Canadian and eat maple syrup. How's that? Does that work?
There you go. Get your fat back and all sorts of weird shit. Wear flannel all the time.
And poutine. Maple syrup and poutine. There you go.
Yep. You got to get a toque for winter. You know.
Yep.
You got to listen to Bob and Doug McKenzie a lot. Yeah. So, okay.
All right. So right now we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping. So, what are we doing tomorrow? Talk to us, TC.
We're back on Rock This Town Radio TC tomorrow night. We took last week off, and we're back. And as you all know, summer, it's officially summer. So my third cousin and very good friend and a girl that grew up next door to me, Lori Garrigan, will be my co-host. We're going to play songs. I'm not going to say they're summer songs, but they're songs that invoke the thoughts of summer, the good parts of summer. So we're going to have, we each pick 9 tracks. We're doing that tomorrow night.
All right. And on Tuesday, it's tentative on Tuesday. It might be Thursday. We're doing the Pride playlist on Deviant Lesion. Then on Wednesday, for sure, as part of Pride Month, we're doing a commentary watch on the Ritz. And then on Friday, a week from yesterday, Ann Ferenc is going to have the Cathode Ray Mission, and they're going to do favorite pilot episodes. So there you go. So
beautiful.
That's what's coming up. All right.
It's a good
so
week coming
else?
Up.
Yeah.
That's about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Hey, we'll see y'all. We'll see y'all back here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
And
Eastern.
And do me a favor and just talk about your YouTube channel again.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wanted to mention that again. TCC 77 YouTube. I got a couple songs with a record company. You like them? Look them up. Man, I was front row for them. And I shoot videos, concerts all around the country. By the way, Monday night, I will be seeing the County Crows. So expect to see some videos from that. And that's about it, man.
All right, man. Well, listen, thanks for everyone for listening. Thank you, TC, for all your help and your support.
Oh, man.
And we'll see you tomorrow, man. So let's say goodnight.
I had a ball tonight. All right. Good night.
I'm glad you did.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.